We're failing. The state is failing. It's not working, and it's not going to work until they provide an ability to get these addicts off the street.
Mike Gimbel is the former longtime Baltimore County drug czar.
We've not done the right thing so far. You know, we scratched the surface. Everyone knows it's a problem.
He's also a recovering heroin addict of 44 years. He applauds Maryland's increased access to naloxone, but says that's not changing hearts and minds.
We don't need billboards. We don't need PSAs. We don't need task forces. We need treatment.
Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy.
You need about 18 months of profound treatment to really beat a heroin or opiate addiction. But the reality is we put young people into treatment, and it's just not sufficient.
Maryland Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford tells WTOP he expects treatment access to be a priority during the General Assembly session, but he did not offer specifics. And Governor Larry Hogan has not yet released a budget. Meanwhile, in Virginia,
tackling this problem is a matter of life and death for people in every corner of Virginia.
Governor Terry McAuliffe's budget proposal includes more than $5 million for medication-assisted treatment and thousands of doses of naloxone.
I have also introduced a package of legislative reforms that include limiting opiate prescriptions written in emergency departments to 3 days.
In other measures, drug court eligibility could be expanded to include people convicted of violent crimes, and crowded mental health facilities could be alleviated. Though the D.C. Council enacted a law expanding access to naloxone, which is currently under congressional review, no current bills address treatment. In my next report, police officers on the front lines are changing their approach to this crisis. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.